All right, Donna, you take it away, girlfriend.
What are y'all doing in there?
Just talking away, apparently.
Again, Donna, Carol's not here. She's not feeling well. She's under the weather. So it's Michelle again.
Oh, she's sick. Yeah, oh, I'm going to send her some love.
Send her some love, honey.
Well, that's too much of that partying going on. I'm going to send her some. She needs some vitamin D or some vitamin K. You know, some vitamin Donna. So what y'all been doing?
Well, we've been chatting away, and obviously nobody
heard
us.
It was really good, too.
You know Bob why? Because they were waiting on me.
Yeah, I sang to Bob Lippman because it was his birthday yesterday, and he didn't even hear me sing.
It was Bob's birthday?
Yesterday, yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Bob. I'll do my Marilyn Monroe. Happy birthday, Bob.
All right, take it away, Donna. What do you
got? Take it away. Here we go, y'all. Well, y'all didn't even get me revved up. But y'all having technical difficulties in there, so I guess I got to do what I got to do. Here I go. Well, Ted and I had the pleasure to see Southern Hospitality at its finest. We got it crack-a-lackin' in South Cackalacka. We went to visit his Southern roots in the beautiful Carolinas this summer. Low country cuisine was on point. Now, his grandmama and his aunties put out a spread with all the trimmings. And I knew that I was in for a treat, because anyone who lives on a dirt road in the woods called Banu, 7 miles away from Monk's Corner, got to know how to cook. Well, I wasn't disappointed. Grandmama Johnson must have put her foot in that pot of butter beans. They was ba-banging, Tracy. And after I got my belly full and played catch-up with the Young and the Restless and all my children, Johnson family news, I kindly asked for the recipe because I wasn't going back without it. She laughed and smiled and said, "What recipe?" Because she didn't follow no recipe. No. She just did what she knew, being a retired cafeteria worker. She kept it in her head and her heart. But y'all know me. I sweet-talked her like a cup of sugar in my sweet tea. Grandmama asked me, did I use accent? I said, honey, does Donald Trump wear a bad wig and Hillary always send sporting designer house coats? Yes, I'm down with MSG. You know me. I was able to get it and put some king on it. Grandmama Johnson's banging bean soup made my way. It will have you feeling warm and cozy on an autumn day. Here's what you'll need to have some banging beans, Southern style. One crock pot. Tracy, you know I'm going to use my crock pot. Can y'all hear me?
Yep. Yes.
All right.
Ma'am.
Y'all got to say something because Carol's always in the background telling me something. Y'all in here just, in tune. Y'all got to make me feel it now. I don't know what's going on in there. Okay. You'll need one pound of dried beans. I use cannery beans, but Grandmama got her beans right straight out her garden. So if you got beans in your garden like Grandmama, go ahead and do it. But if you don't, go ahead and use any type of dried bean that suits your fancy. I use cannery beans. Now, if you're going to use dried beans, please rinse them before you put them in a crock pot, because you know they've been all kinds of places and weird things might have happened to them beans. So always wash your beans. One pan of andouille sausage. Now, girls, it did change my life because I found turkey andouille sausage in the supermarket, so I was psyched. But y'all know normally andouille sausage is made of pork. So if you want to get your oink on, go ahead and get your oink on. Go ahead and squeal it good. I also use 4 large turkey tails. But if you don't have turkey tails, go on and use some fat back, some pork meat. Also, one onion, 1 bell pepper, 3 stalks of celery, 1 jalapeno pepper, 4 cloves of garlic, 1/4 cup of fresh parsley. You'll need 1 teaspoon of accent. You'll need 1 tablespoon of sea salt, 1 tablespoon of curry, 1 tablespoon of thyme, 1 tablespoon of rosemary, 1 tablespoon of oregano. And you'll need about 1/4 water. And you'll need extra to blend, put in your crock pot. But you're going to use that 1/4 water, and I'm going to tell you what you need that for. Also, you need 2 cups of chopped kale and 1 cup of shredded carrots. Now, this is what I did. I placed the following in my blender. You'll need, you place the onion, the bell pepper, the celery, the jalapeno, the garlic, parsley, and the water, and you're going to blend it well. Now you're going to paste your beans, your sausage, your turkey tail, and all your seasoning, along with your kale and your carrots in your crock pot. You're going to pour that onion water over that mixture, and you're also going to add more water to cover those beans. Let the crock pot do what it do, like Donna do what she do, for about 6 hours until those beans are tender. Now, I served mine with a pumpkin cornbread because it is fall, and that's how I dropped it and got my eagle on, with Grandmama's banging bean soup, girls.
banging beans.
You know me. I'm just banging. Now, so y'all just banging in there?
My grandmother in Punta Gorda, Florida made the best butter beans ever.
Girl, they changed my life.
Oh, my
God. She picked them from the garden.
Oh, my gosh. Aren't they delicious?
I was sitting there. I was like, you going to give me this recipe? She started laughing. I was like, don't play with me. I'm not leaving South Cacalaca until I get this recipe.
That's great. Oh,
and we were very much engaging. I was especially laughing at your little political jokes there.
Yeah. Well, you know what? She asked me, did I use accents? So, yes, I do. You know? We got a lot of things going on around here in Delaware. So y'all do too up there. So we're waiting on Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John because the storm is coming this way.
Yes, so y'all know
life is for living and food is for giving. And Donna must got to get out of here so she can crack a lacket. Y'all stay safe. Y'all stay warm. Y'all stay dry because Donna's got to get going and make her some beans. Talk to y'all later.
Bye, Donna.
Bye, Donna.
Yes, and for all, I have so many relatives in Florida and Georgia and friends on South Carolina that have already evacuated. So let's say a prayer for all those folks who are along the east coast of Florida and even inland, because, you know, a Category 4 hurricane is going to affect all of Florida,
definitely.
Not just the east coast.
Yeah.
So our prayers are with them and our thoughts. And anyways, so I don't know what anybody heard. Do you?
I'm understanding pretty much nothing. So I think you need to sing to Bob again.
That sounds good. Okay. It was Bob's birthday yesterday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bob. Happy birthday to you. Hope it was grand.
It was grand. Thank you all. Thank you.
See what you missed out on and the whole world missed out on the first time.
Well, yeah, then they got it back again. They're like, oh, darn.
The gremlins knew, right? When they pulled the plug, they knew.
Well, and we were talking about that today is National Noodle Day. So I know that nobody heard what we had to talk about.
We had a lot of great information about noodles.
We did. But let me go back and talk about who's going to be on the show today. Donna, obviously, she was just on. Beth Richards, co-owner of Local Basket, she will be on soon, actually, after the first break. And then second hour will be Michael Hopley Pierce, the beer guy. And you told me he has Bert's Better Beers, and Bert is dressed to the nines.
Yeah, so I always expect him to come in his kilt, but today he is, and I hope I'm saying this right, today he is in his lederhosen.
Yes.
I think it looks fancy.
Pretty cool. So for Noodle Day today, and I know a lot of us are on, you know, some kind of diet or watching something that we eat.
Mm-hmm.
And pasta is one of my favorite things. And of course, I'm trying to eat less of it. I still eat it, but I'm trying to eat less. And I'm also trying to do gluten-free pasta.
Right.
So I've been experimenting for a couple of years now to find a good one. And recently have found two. One of them is Ronzoni, gluten-free. And I did the rotini. And I guess the trick is make sure you cook it enough. Because you have to cook it, gluten-free pasta, you have to cook just a little bit longer than regular pasta. So I always pull out some and taste it till it's the al dente that I like.
Yeah.
And the other one is Barilla. The Barilla now has a gluten-free, and I tried the spaghetti, and it was very good. Nobody in my family knew that we had gluten-free pasta, so that's pretty good.
Yep, that's good. And one of the tips that I had shared was that when you're cooking pasta, you know, they say cook it al dente, it's a minute, you know, if you want it cooked more, you cook it for that extra minute. If you don't, under. So pick which level you want it at and take a minute off of that cooking and then cook it for the rest of the time in with your sauce.
Right.
So that will keep it from being overly cooked as well. So a little tip there. Mm-hmm. And we also talked about some great alternatives. So if you are gluten-free, wheaten-free, for me, like I've just not been having any of those things. And sometimes I feel like I can't eat anything.
Yeah.
I can eat just the very basics, which is good for you, obviously. But sometimes you just need to mix it up and have a little bit more in your diet as well. So we talked about some alternatives. And you mentioned, well, I mentioned zucchini pasta, which I haven't tried before. So it's basically, you know, the zucchini made into like spaghetti
strings,
and all that.
Yep.
But you mentioned a couple of others that were really interesting that I haven't tried before.
The sweet potato pasta, and I found that at Whole Foods. I'm sure, you know, there are other places you can find it, but it was sweet potato pasta.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I definitely have to go pick that one up.
Yeah, it's just sweet potatoes, and they look like spaghetti strings, a little thicker than spaghetti, but they're spaghetti strings. And the other one is spaghetti squash. I've been getting that, and it's out right now. All the squashes are out, you know, because it's fall.
Have you prepared that before? How do you prepare a spaghetti squash?
You cut it in half the long way, mm-hmm. okay? And then you turn it upside down so the flesh is touching the bottom of a cookie sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And put a little bit of water on the cookie sheet.
So the part where you cut is facing up? Facing down. The insides
are
facing down.
Is okay. On top of the
gotcha.
Cookie sheet. It's facing the, okay. touching the cookie sheet.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And the skin is facing the air. There you go, facing up. And then, you know, there's many recipes. My favorite thing, I just Google, how do you cook spaghetti squash?
Gotta
but
love
I'm
YouTube.
I'm pretty sure it was either 350, so you'll have to look that up. I think it was 350 for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Bake it. And once it's, you know, take a little knife or a fork and just as long as you can puncture all the way through the skin,
mm-hmm.
Then you take a fork out and you pull it. And it comes out like spaghetti, all right. stringy.
I can't believe I've never had that before.
Very, very good. With pasta sauce, with butter, however you want to cook it. However you want to put, you know, a little Parmesan cheese on top to give it some flavor. Excellent.
Going to try that this
Excellent.
Week.
Excellent. Yep. And speaking of noodles, one of my favorite recipes that I have in this cookbook that I've had for a while is lemon linguine. So you could use this with... you know, any pasta, really. And it's a pound of any kind of linguine. You could use spaghetti. You could use whatever. Half a cup of olive oil, zest from one lemon, and the juice from two lemons. There's a lot of lemons in this. Half a cup of chopped green onions, a quarter cup chopped fresh parsley, salt and pepper, and lots of Parmesan cheese. Okay. So you just combine, you cook your pasta, you combine all the other ingredients and pour it over the pasta. And it just, you know, the olive oil and the lemon and the Parmesan cheese, it all blends with that hot pasta. It is delicious. Absolutely. And it's very easy, very simple ingredients. Just two things to do, mix those ingredients. Cook the pasta and combine them.
That sounds good. Now, you know what I wonder, and I haven't tried this one yet, but this is another suggestion that somebody told me. If you were dairy-free and not eating cheese, mm-hmm. cashew cheese.
Oh.
I've heard of cashew butter. Cashew milk is now a kind of a popular thing, like almond milk. But I don't know, for some reason, it sounds a little crazy, cashew cheese. But I think you can get an A Market and then something else. I want to see, because... when you have pasta, cheese just kind of goes with it, right? So that's another little
trick. For me, you know what? A little bit of Parmesan cheese is not going to kill you. I mean, I don't know. A little bit of flavor. It's not calling for a lot.
True.
Just, even though it says lots of
Parmesan
cheese.
I would put lots. I would put lots because that's what I do. Lots of everything cheese related.
But a little bit, you know, would good. And now you can get olive oil. It has garlic flavor, olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
So you could add a little bit of garlic if you wanted.
Yeah.
And
garlic makes everything better.
It does.
It's funny. No matter what I am making, if I am starting with like a little bit of garlic in the pan, my kids will always come in. Oh, what's for dinner? It smells so good. It's just garlic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're like, oh, dinner smells really good.
Yeah, for sure. And we talked about too, the farmer's market today in Manchester is going on from 3 to 6 in Victoria. I don't know what the park's name, but the park in front of the Manchester City Library. I want to say it's Victory Park, but I'm not positive about that. But the park in front of the Manchester City
Library. Is it Veterans Park?
Veterans Park.
Veterans Park. That's it. Yep.
Oh, I mean, I've lived here all my life. Hello.
I only know that because I had to ask somebody recently, and I think I actually looked it up. So
yeah,
I think that's
it. That's the one. And they just recently planted thousands or hundreds of plants in that. It's beautiful. I mean, they just recently had a massive planting of all these beautiful plants in there.
Yeah.
And then
it's such a nice little park to walk around in
yes,
and sit
is.
On the beach. Yeah. You can meet some really interesting people if you're that type of person to people watch and
right.
talk to people.
Right.
I just recently went through there with my camera and did a little bit of like street photography
and
just meeting people sitting down there. And it's really neat. You know, there's actually, I met a veteran in Veterans Park,
yep.
and it's just nice to chat with people, and
absolutely.
Especially on a nice day like today.
Yes, it is. We did talk about that, too. I hope you're enjoying the day and listening to us at the same time, of course. And if you missed it, Carol is Under the Weather, which is I'm Michelle with Tracy today, and I'm filling in for her.
And doing a fine job.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. There was a trivia question that I actually was able to answer.
All right.
Usually I cannot answer them. What vegetable do you use more energy to eat and digest than you obtain from the vegetable? Now, do you have people still call in?
Yeah, sometimes we do have people call in. If we do like a little, you know, trivia thing.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we leave that one open? Now,
yeah.
This will be good because if it was on the air before we went off, somebody will know the answer easily.
That's true.
So, yeah.
I don't think it was, though. I think we were probably off when I gave that trivia.
So, yeah.
I'm not sure.
Somebody
I'll
wants to
again.
Call in. They
yeah.
can see if they can let us know what it is. And if not, we'll let everybody know the answer.
Here I am. Okay, everybody's going, give the number. Give the number. I don't know what the number is. When we come back from our break, I will give the number. I promise. So here's the trivia. What vegetable do you use more energy to eat and digest than you obtain from the vegetable itself? So give us a call when you, I'll give you the number when, isn't that terrible? I am so sorry. This is a crazy day today.
And I always have it in front of, I do have it in front of me. Here
all
we
right,
go.
Here we go.
No, I lied.